and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration is offering buyouts to federal workers who agree to resign and get paid through September. Public policy expert Donald Kettle.
The money that they're offering to begin with seems to be in violation of federal law, which caps the amount that can be spent at $25,000.
Confirmation hearings begin today for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the president's nominee for health secretary. His cousin Caroline Kennedy is urging senators not to approve him.
He lacks any relevant government, financial, management, or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. These facts alone should be disqualifying.
Police in northern India confirm 30 people were killed in a stampede at a Hindu festival today. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Medics rush the injured away on stretchers. Anguished relatives gather outside local hospitals and makeshift medical tents for word of missing loved ones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 26-year-old man is in custody on charges of murder relating to a case from 2021. The Nakusa Police Department arrested Jason W. Tordlot on January 28th in connection to the murder of his father, Thomas S. Tordlot, age 58. Jason Tordlot was identified as a person of interest after officials responded to a call reporting an unresponsive male at a residence on July 22, 2021. The investigation showed Thomas Tordlot was murdered. Jason Tordlot has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide by the Wood County District Attorney's Office and is being held at the Wood County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. If you have any information on this case, please contact the Nakusa Police Department. The Marshfield Police Department adds their voice to the growing list of organizations asking the DOT to address safety concerns at the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 intersection. Police Chief Jody Gurink states the intersection is frequently traveled and can be confusing for drivers to navigate. He also adds that the high speed of vehicles traveling on Highway 10 causes devastating results when a crash happens. The police chief states that while crashes often occur, at least in part by driver error, the environmental factors present add to the danger. He adds, quote, "minor miscalculations often carry deadly consequences," end quote. The cost of rebuilding the intersection may come with a high price tag. Police Chief Goering feels with the tragic stories like the recent death of 17-year-old Casey Ramthen, the cost of doing nothing is much higher. PetSmart in Wisconsin Rapids opens this Saturday. The store is located in the former Shopko building on the East Riverview Expressway along with three other retailers. The pet store opens on February 1st at 9 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot back in the set. We got the team back together here. It's fun. It's nice. Brittany, what is, I don't know. I don't know what to say about the weather right now.
I know. It's very springy, isn't it?
Does anybody else, have them, you're looking over your shoulder just waiting to get, eight inches of snow?
Yes.
Or ice?
Always.
Or cold? Like, I feel like I go outside, I'm like, wait, this ain't right. Am I in Wisconsin?
Gonna tap you on the shoulder.
I'm in Wisconsin,
hey,
right?
Winter's still here. Hey.
What's in store, Brittany?
I know. We've got a beautiful day ahead. A little bit cooler than yesterday. I mean, geez, we rose into those low to mid 40s. It felt nice. Those winds were a little gusty, though. They're still a little breezy this morning, but they will calm down this afternoon. It'll be bright and beautiful with a ton of sunshine, and highs probably reaching the mid 30s. So what you're feeling right now, just a few degrees warmer than that, because we had a cold front kind of drop through the state, and what it's doing is it's stalling in the southern part of the state before it turns into a warm front tomorrow and then just Oof, lips north. And I'm telling you, we are going to be breaking records all across the state because our highs tomorrow are going to be about 50 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. That's...
wow. We're going to have mud,
I just
guys.
Went to Florida, and it was 50 degrees for highs. So to get this in Wisconsin is outstanding. Very unusual.
Say the least, yeah.
I really don't understand why we have snowbirds anymore. I don't understand why people just find a middle ground. Or
yeah,
something.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. That's for sure. And we're gonna take it up. We're gonna enjoy it while we can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're able to thanks to knowing more about it. Thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate it. You have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than Brittany right there. We appreciate the weather and the forecast that she brings to us every morning. Be sure to check it out right here. We got good things coming up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We'll be getting into that. We, of course, are going to be joined this Wednesday by our friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, it's wicked awesome.
Looking forward to that. We will also get into a side hustle idea for you that you may not have thought of.
Oh, dear.
Six things you shouldn't leave in your car when it's below freezing.
Ooh.
I will be honest with the audience. The first time I looked at this, I thought it was six things you should leave in your car. And I started reading the list, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Wait a minute.
It's the other thing.
I'm going to make very sure you hear the shouldn't in there when we go forward here. We got all that coming up for you. In the 9 o'clock hour, we got some entertainment news. Not only are we going to be talking about science determining the more... who is more influential, Beatles or Stones?
The eternal debate right there.
We'll also have a list of surprising artists who have never won a Grammy.
Okay.
Got that one coming up as well. And we're going to get into what's a common tradition or holiday that may not exist in 25 years. We've actually had this one for a while. We're finally going to get to
there
it.
There we go. Yeah.
Speaking of getting to things, I saw this one. When did I see this? Earlier in the month, and I've just been dying to get into this one with you guys. We just haven't had time. But this is, I think, interesting, to put it lightly. Imagine shelling out thousands of dollars for your kid's education, and they go to study phones. Like not phone repair.
Okay.
Not how to make phones, but how to use a phone. Nottingham College in England is offering classes on how to make phone calls. The main focuses are phone etiquette and phone confidence. Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of Googling it. Okay. They also have to call stores and ask if something's in stock. And to be fair, college, quote-unquote college in England, is different, and some of the kids are only 16.
Okay.
But it's still amazing how uncomfortable they are with it. And the term for this is telephobia.
Telephobia.
Been honest
it's
with
real.
You. Yeah, it's real.
It's real.
And while I think that there's some other stats we'll get into in a minute here and everything, I do think that it's worth saying right away, we're going to have fun with this topic. That's what we do on this show. We have fun with things and everything. But I do think it is, I think we can all agree, too, that we've either known somebody or we've been in this situation ourselves where we're not comfortable making a phone call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I none of us had any training for this. Nobody told you how to. You may have had some. I was correcting it, Melissa. You may have had some. I knew it was coming. But I'm saying that there is no necessarily. We didn't take a class for it.
No,
our parents didn't sit us down for 2 hours every day and talk about what phone etiquette is.
Right.
Most of the stuff we learn from others, or trial by error, or just reps, just doing it over and over again.
That's right.
When the younger generations don't have that, I think it's understandable that they would, want a class for it or something.
Or be scared or be nervous.
I got a hot take for everybody. I think this is actually kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool to get younger people into using phones again, getting comfortable with it. Maybe they'll actually use phones for phone calls.
Like actually talking to people, right?
And then the next generation after them, we don't have to have classes for phones.
Everyone learned through osmosis. Yeah.
I want to have fun with the topic. This is silly. We could all agree it's kind of silly. And it's kind of silly what we've done here. We through convenience, we've taken away something that we didn't need a class for before.
Right.
Maybe, again, loosely. It's, maybe we did, quote unquote, need a class.
Right.
But I'm just saying, in general, all of us, we seem to have done somewhat okay with this. And I don't take any phobias light. I find that very low-hanging fruit to be picking on people and their phobias and everything. Telephobia, though, come on. not the phobia, the name.
I know.
Like, they always come up with these crazy big names for these things and stuff. They're just forwarding it
in
here.
Phonophobia would sound better to me.
It's too on the nose.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Guys, they're phoning it in.
Is there a Latin? They're phoning it in.
You guys run over my jokes every time. And I work so hard overnight on it.
What's the Latin for phone, James?
Yeah. A BBC story about the class mentioned a poll from last year that found 70% of people under 35 prefer texting. 23% said that they never answer their phone. One student they talked to said phone calls are hard because you have to talk off the cuff. Mm. She said texting is easier because you can, quote, think about the right way to approach someone. An older and wiser 28-year-old Brit named Kyle Buttonworth had some advice. He told them he used to have telephobia too, but learned you have to, quote, know what you're going to say before you start the call.
There you go.
Now that he's used to it, he just said sort of flows naturally.
Yeah. Which kind of what James was touching on, that's how we learned it when we were kids, and all we had was regular talk phones, right? Talk phones.
Talk phones.
That sounds funny. I don't know.
They're just going to start selling phones that just either this is for talking, this is for texting.
You know, some of us might appreciate that.
What, just a talk phone? Yes. All right. Yeah, that's good. I tried texting with my rotary phone. It just didn't work out. I don't know what happened.
Have you ever tried texting a rotary phone?
No.
Mm. I think that.
I don't think I have done that.
It just gets rejected.
You text
a landline. It just tells you.
I love the idea of like a ticker tape coming out of the side.
That's great. I like that. And I actually kind of want to do that now. Now I want to, even though Melissa told us what will happen, I still want to do it.
I want to try it. I want to try to see what happens.
That's an interesting story, all right. I'm trying to think, too. Are there going to be is there anything else that we're going to need a class for eventually that we all kind of like just learned?
Oh.
I'm using this as an example. I don't think tying shoes are a thing, but like as an example. Most of us, our parents or our guardians, taught us how to tie our shoes.
Right.
But the idea that like nobody's teaching that anymore or something.
Everyone's wearing slip-ons, right? Yeah.
So like there's
Velcro.
There's 16 and 18 and 19-year-olds in a class. Like, okay, I loop the bunny around the tree.
I don't know. My brother does a complicated thing where he like wraps it around his fingers and then he reaches through and he pulls and it's done. And I'm like,
yeah, I've seen a few people. I think my brother-in-law does the same thing.
I'm guilty of this, I think. My little sister, I was supposed to teach her how to tie her shoes. Mm-hmm. And I got big hands, and I always have. And tying laces, I got to be quick. I just have to do it a little bit differently, I think. Mm-hmm. It's like snapping my fingers. I use my top finger and my thumb. Mm-hmm. Most people use their middle finger. Mm-hmm. My weird hands. Jillian just almost cried just to try me trying to teach her how to do this and everything. I might be guilty of the same thing, Melissa. I'm not sure. Because honestly, I can't even think about it. I don't really think about how I tie my shoes. I just do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, you get to that point where you don't do it anymore. How about video calling? I think a lot of people, and you know, even who do it a lot, could probably use a little etiquette on Zoom or whatever you're using, right?
Wear pants. As we learned through the pandemic, don't pick your nose.
Don't pick your nose. You know,
picking your nose is one thing.
Remember that you're on video.
Yeah. I think you could live with picking your nose. Other things, you're going to get fired. You're going to get fired. You ain't going to find work again. Like, the pandemic did some stuff to
people. It did. It messed some people up.
That's a great point, though, the video calling thing, the etiquette.
It's going to be more prevalent, I think. So.
My previous agent, not the one I have right now, but my previous one told me that one of the things that there are, I don't know if there's actual classes for it or not, but there are, you can take courses on. Basically, like setting up your Zoom background.
Yes, I think I've seen those offered. Yes,
I can make fun of it all day, and nobody probably needs it more than me.
Nobody probably needs
Make sure you have shelves of books. You always need those books behind you. It makes it look like you're well-read, okay, you know?
Yes.
So pick carefully which books you want people to see, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah,
Ulysses up there, you know, all the classics. It makes it look like you're really smart.
If you have any awards, they have to be prominently yes, over your shoulder. They have to be. And you have to talk about how you don't need them.
It's nothing.
That's just a Grammy.
At least one poster of a band that you like.
Yeah.
You need at least one of those so people know what musical taste you have. Okay.
Yes. Well-rounded.
Oh, I'm going to start this class. I'm going to start writing these notes down. I think I'm going to start offering this.
I like the idea of doing all these things, but just stuff that nobody would imagine. Like, why does James have a Spin Doctors poster in the back? Like, he doesn't like that.
He doesn't even like them.
Is that a book? How to Be Jewish for Dummies? Wait a minute. That doesn't make... Wait, is James even...
Wait, I don't understand.
Has this been a husband? I actually like the idea of this.
Now, now messing with people now, yeah.
Here. I think I might have just... We do, for the audience, look behind the curtain a little bit. We here at Civic Media, we do a team meeting every week where all of us and radio stations around the, you know, get together and mm-hmm. we talk and everything. It's great. It's fun meeting. We catch up. We were able to do that. I have noticed more and more that everybody has a better background than me. mine is just like a white void with a poster that nobody can really see. So I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to go that route. I'm just going to start putting stuff back there that nobody – it doesn't make any sense. Why does he have the Grinch Stole Christmas poster in the background? Like, yeah.
This is very odd. Very odd. He still has that up this time of year.
Interesting. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouthwatering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s, still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. We appreciate our great friends over there that have some amazing specials going on right now. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check those out.
Absolutely.
El Trio breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, I love
bacon,
the way
sausage and cheese omelet on a grilled ciabatta bread.
Oh my gosh, I'm leaving. Bye. I'm gone. Yeah. Go get that now.
Just a real quick note to El Cafe. Have Melissa say your menu. Wow.
That was good. Yeah.
Man, that sounded good, Mel. That sounded good.
They should put it on the speaker when they walk in. Today's special is.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's what Melissa needs more work. Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what we should be doing.
You know, that's fun work, though. I like doing stuff like that.
Maybe they pay her with free food. Hey, I take that job.
I am all for that.
Wait a minute. I take it all back. Yes, get her to do this. Get her get on this.
I might have to go get a roast beef wrap today. Ooh. That sounds delicious. Mm. Tender roast beef, onions, mushrooms, Swiss cheese, served with fresh fruit or french fries.
Stop it.
Add a cup of soup or avocado to any special for $2.
I'm so hungry now.
So hungry. Oh, so hungry.
God.
Join our friends over at El Cafe today in beautiful Port Edwards, 221 Market Avenue. You can't miss them. Be sure to buy local, support local, everybody, when it comes to these things. You hear different sponsors, different businesses working with us. That is people that are putting into their community and the belief in what we're doing around here, and we appreciate that. And we want to spread that, so go ahead and head on over to El Cafe. The menu is amazing. You're going to love the prices, but nothing tops the people.
Yes, indeed.
Head on over there today, everybody. And we want to remind you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us as well on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
And you can use the Civic Media app if you like as well, too, to getting our text line going here. Eventually, we're getting our text line working.
We're working on it.
We'll see how that goes. But keep a lookout for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. We have three possible qualifiers on our list today. May Mel work yesterday. Seth, 1 through 3.
All right, 1 through 3. Let's do 2, right in the middle.
All right, gives us that qualifier. Get right into it. And first up, I want to wish happy birthday to Mark Grudman.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Mark used to, some longtime watchers over at WRCT would remember Mark. Been in a lot of shows with Mark over the years, long time ago, but it feels like almost another life ago, really. But always enjoyed working with him. Great guy. Enjoy your day, sir.
Very cool.
And we wish a very happy birthday to Jessica Cheeseborough.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
A name that might sound familiar to our WFHR and WIRI listeners. Her older brother, Don, of course, runs the boards for us and everything. Mm-hmm. And a name that longtime resident Rapids residents might remember. Their father was a music teacher here.
That's
around
right.
Yeah. Taught me how to play trumpet and cornet.
Very cool.
That poor, poor man.
Patience of a saint.
And speaking
long
of
WRCT. Suffering.
Yeah. Speaking of WRCT, worked with Jessica. We did Bell, Book, and Candle together. One of the stronger actors I've worked with, and wishing her a good day. Mm-hmm. Jessica, actually, we did a Shakespeare thing together, too. I almost forgot about that. It was fun.
Very cool. Mm.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Candy Rossblock.
Happy birthday, Candy.
Candy, enjoy your day. We're wishing you a great one right here. Seth, how would you say that last name?
Rossblock?
Yeah.
I think that's, basically how you said it. Yeah, that's how I think I would say it. Yeah.
Candy, we wish you a good one.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And, you know, I want to note
call something. And correct us if we're wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, if we're wrong.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Synergy.
I feel like I hadn't thought of it before, but I'm like, wait a minute. You know, if you're listening, just call up and correct us.
We'll know for next time,
good
right?
Point, yeah, Melissa. Yeah. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Call up, enjoy the conversation, and correct me while you're at it. Because nobody doesn't love being corrected in front of thousands of people.
Exactly.
Did you say here? I think of thousands of people.
Hey, optimistic. It's good to be that way.
No, please feel free to everybody. I love that, and really do want to get these names right.
We
all
do.
Seriousness, really do want to get them right. So please call up. Let's go ahead and dive into our celebrity list. First up, Mackenzie Porter is 35. Marcy on Travelers, Naomi and Hell on Wheels. Has a country music career about you. She's got and a couple of others.
Interesting. Cool.
I didn't know she was an actor. I got to be honest. I didn't know that. I thought she was a musician. I know I've seen her name in music a number of times. So I just assumed that's what she did.
That's cool.
Let's see here. Adam Lambert is 43, American Idol runner-up, and right now touring with Queen.
Really?
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
He was handpicked. By the guys from Queen to take over and do that and everything.
Oh, that's right.
And part of it is to according to them and him and everything, there is a bit of the flamboyance that he brings to the role,
just like Freddie.
Like Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also a way of doing I like the idea of having a guy who can sing. He can do it all, like Freddie Mercury could, mm-hmm. but he's not trying to be Freddie Mercury. Exactly. And everybody doesn't. And nobody expects him to be Freddie Mercury.
Right, that would be unfair.
I don't know how you pull that off. Like,
cool.
We lost our lead singer. We want to continue. You know, do you do what AC/DC does and find a literally almost carbon copy? Or do you kind of go a little bit of a different route? You know, a number mm-hmm. of bands. I don't know that there's a right or wrong way to do it. Or do you stop performing altogether?
Right.
I don't know what the right answer is. And I don't think it's fair to tell any band what to do.
No.
But I think that's a pretty cool
idea.
I
like that idea, yeah. though. If you can, mm-hmm. he obviously has the chops, you know, to sing yes. those Freddie songs that you know were so famous, but I like the idea of saying yes, we have someone who can, but he's not going to be Freddie, you know, yeah. mm. he's going to be himself, but he's just going to be, you know, I like that idea. I think that's
then,
cool.
then the band continues.
Exactly.
A great performer, got to see this one live. Just a great singer, good songwriter, incredible guitar player. Johnny Lang is 44 today.
Ooh, kid Johnny Lang.
Pure blues.
Oh, my
pure
gosh.
Pure blues. Kid walks out there barefoot, ready to go on before Aerosmith and start that and everything, and just wailed on that guitar. Just wailed on it.
Man.
Missing Your Love. Mm. Missing Your Love is a modern blues classic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not all blues have to do with just a gut-wrenching voice, mm-hmm. like I think a lot of people might think. His isn't. You can hear it in his voice even without that.
Mm-hmm.
But Missing Your Love is a dang good song. Lie to Me is his famous, his most famous
hit. It's a hit, but man, no.
He released his first platinum record at 15 years old.
He did. Just, that's what he was known as, Kid Johnny Lang, when he first came up. I remember that because, of course, he's from the Midwest. You know, mm-hmm. I think he's either from North Dakota or Minnesota. I can't remember one of the two. Yeah. And when he came up, it was big stuff.
He is from Fargo.
Oh, he is from Fargo. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Nice.
Real name, John Gordon Langseth Jr.
Whoa. Well, that name will give you the blues. Heather Graham is 55. Felicity in the Austin Powers movies, Roller Girl and Boogie Nights. She was in The Hangover. She's been in a number of different things over the years. Mm-hmm. I think she is just incredible. I think she is an awesome actress. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I really thought especially after Boogie Nights, her star was just going to rise and go really far and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's still working. She's still got a good career.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it would be a lot bigger. And I think it deserves to be in some ways.
Yeah.
She's a really good actress, I think. Edward Burns is 57. The Brothers McMullen, Sidewalks in New York, 15 Minutes, Saving Private Ryan. Actually used to date Heather Graham, but an interesting note there. Another one where Edward Burns' star was just rising and rising and rising. One of these new writer, director, actors.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of faded. Good performer, though.
Very mm-hmm.
good. And was very good in Saving Private Ryan. The legend, Greg Louganis, is 65 today. USA, USA, Olympic diver.
Yep.
On the forefront of talking about not only openness with his life, but mm-hmm. HIV and so many other mm-hmm. topics.
Yep.
Just incredible, diver. If you ever want to see, if you're ever curious, well, what are they talking about diving as an art or great diving? Greg Louganis.
Yeah. You can find clips of him and his dives. Yeah, he was amazing. Yep.
It's incredible to watch these people do this and watch the water barely move.
insane.
How does the body do that?
I don't know.
It's incredible.
It slips right in there.
Judy Norton Taylor is 67. Mary Ellen Walton on The Waltons.
Oh. Waltons.
The Waltons, yes. Mary Ellen.
Arlene Mandrell is 69. Barbara Mandrell's sister.
Yes, part of the Mandrell sisters, I believe, the singing group.
Oprah Winfrey is 71.
Whoa. Wow.
Don't
need to say much about her. She's pretty famous.
And Oprah is doing something that we see a number of people that are getting up there do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's putting on airs anymore. Like, I don't think Oprah, like, she's established. The legacy is set. I think going forward, you're going to see a lot more of the real Oprah. And I'm not saying you haven't before, right. But we all know that we put on airs at different times and different things, and I don't think she'd be any different. But if you've seen any clips or anything of her most recent interviews, she's getting a little closer to the Quincy Jones thing, where it's just like, I don't care anymore. I don't care. Hey, more power to her.
She's earned it.
Think of what that woman built. Whether you like Oprah or not, whether you're a fan or not, just take a step back and take a look at what she did, where she started, and what she did.
Remarkable.
Daytime TV has never and will never be the same.
Nope.
She built a gigantic, like, industry, business, company, whatever you want to say, off of a talk show that most people in that time slot just kind of glance past.
Right. And then if I remember correctly, it was just a local show at first in
just
Chicago,
a local
right?
Chicago yeah. show. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And now she's worth $3 billion.
Yep.
I mean, wow. It's just self-made.
Yep.
Just,
you know, it's amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible. What Harpo Productions is now and everything. And
not many billionaires can say that.
No, they can't.
Self-made.
Yeah. This is the thing about, thank you so much, Melissa. Yep. This is the thing. We credit way too often these people that are just handed money, that have never had dirt under their nails, never had to actually work and grind to get to where they did. Mm-hmm. And then somebody like this, we tear apart. Like, what are we doing? Like, why do we give these so many of these people that are just handed money and they're a smart business person? Like, that don't make you smart. Does anybody genuinely think Jerry Jones is smart at business? Jerry Jones got handed some money, found an oil well, and boom, there we go. Yep. Take a look at the Dallas Cowboys over the last couple decades and tell me he's good at business. Oprah is. This woman is incredible. She had to be.
Yep.
She had to be good at these things. I don't know. I think it's impressive. Again, and I'm not an Oprah fan or anything. I'm not a big, you know, I ain't got an Oprah t-shirt or poster or something like that. But I do think it's impressive when a person can accomplish what she has accomplished.
Absolutely.
Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band is 72. One of the funkiest bands you'll ever hear. The great Tom Selleck is 80. His mustache, 74.
Yes. It's aged so well, that mustache. It
really. Actually, his mustache, 22. Yeah, his mustache is aged very well.
Seeing him in roles where he doesn't have a mustache is kind of weird.
Yeah.
He's done it a few times, and it's just weird, man.
Younger audiences might know him from Friends or Blue Bloods, but us 80s kids know him as Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Yeah. One of the better
He's got
shows.
Great dimples.
Yeah, very. I never ever thought of that. Yeah,
he's one of those. He's like one of those like ruggedly handsome guys. He's always been, you know, like and I don't know if it was because of the mustache. You get a mustache, you automatically are ruggedly.
Yes, rugged from Quigley Down Under and Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby doesn't get mentioned, but Quigley Down Under. Oh my God, I had thought about that.
That had a sequel, didn't it? It was good enough, popular enough to have a sequel made, if I remember correctly.
That mustache alone got that green
I'm
lit.
Telling
like
you,
like that they did the sequel just. So you're keeping the mustache? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you know. W.C. Fields, born to this day in 1880. One of the originators? One of the beginners?
Love W.C. Fields. Some of my all-time favorite lines from that man. Not a fit night out for man nor beast. I love it.
It's so many great lines.
Yep.
And a face. A face that you knew is, I mean, that's, I think even if you don't know who W.C. Fields is, you're going to see his face. You're like,
you would recognize his face. Yeah, absolutely.
And Moses Cleveland, born this day in 1754, founder of Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow. How about that? His first name was Moses. They should have gone with Moses. That would have been cool.
Kind of funny.
Moses, Ohio.
Yeah, Moses Cleveland, founder of Canton, Ohio. That would be a little bit more funny. We will take a time out, but one more time, happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. And certainly a big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today. Enjoy some of the great food and great people over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Yeah.
We'll come back, and we're going to have some fun talking about side hustles. Yeah, side hustles. We're coming up on the morning show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In a developing story, the Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being repaid has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tolmielsen explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was. I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Equal Protection Clause embedded in the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment is now being used to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act, opening the door to even more voter suppression. Why is its history important? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868 and granted citizenship to formerly enslaved African Americans. The Equal Protection Clause reads, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." Scholars agree that it was intended to stop states from discriminating against Black Americans. Yet, as the National Constitution Center points out, it was also used to justify the U.S. Supreme Court's Plessy v. Ferguson, allowing discriminatory, separate but equal schools, transportation, and accommodations in 1896. Another interpretation overturned that decision in Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. In 2023, it was used to eliminate race-based affirmative action for college admissions. U.S. Supreme Court conservatives, notably Justices Alito and Thomas, argue any consideration of race is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. How might their interpretation impact voting rights? More on that in our next report.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll sort through the Wisconsin Supreme Court race with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson on the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s. Still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. I am getting ready for school. It is 11th grade, and I am angsty.
You're angsty.
I am angsty.
Listening to Local H, getting angsty.
Yeah, they're performing it somewhere nearby. Somewhere
really?
Near Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'd love to see them. I'd love to see that show. That'd be pretty cool. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, Jay and Seth. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. Doing good over here. How are things going at the shop?
Good, good, yeah. Sun's out, life's good.
Right on.
Yeah,
this temp.
Nice way of putting it.
Yeah, this weather is throwing a good monkey wrench.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how often that happens, but a good monkey wrench into things.
Love
it's been fun. We know how much fun you guys have over there, Phil. What are some of the fun projects you got going on right now?
You know, we work with a lot of local companies, and it's really anything, but Even a little bit more fun when you get like people that are starting up businesses that come in, and again we've had a few of those this week. A gentleman that's doing beard oil.
Okay, you know. Whoa! What is this?
Beard oil. So I guess it softens up the hair on your chin, you know, and your beard and.
Oh, beard oil.
Beard
oh,
oil.
Gotcha. Man, I thought you said beer oil.
Oh.
And I'm like, whoa, I got to ask some follow-up.
What's beer oil?
I'm not a good interviewer if I don't ask a follow-up question. Beer oil? I don't know. That beer oil, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
There you go.
Good stuff, too. There's a lot of good products out there like that.
Yeah, and this guy's starting up his own company. He's already got it going, but we're doing labels for him and some different flyers and things like that. So, that's, you know, it's just cool to see people come in and have new ideas and trying to make something of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you know, one of the things that I think is so unique about not just Quality Plus, but certainly Quality Plus Printing is, you know, seeing a business like this thrive and do better and getting strong, and how them as a business are working to help others do the same. A rising tide raising all boats.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we appreciate so much. It's one thing to, you know, hey, we'd be commending you whether you were working with us or not, Phil. You know, we'll be honest. We'd be talking about you. We'd be pubbing you up and everything. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you guys do what you're doing and then take that and try to raise up other businesses and support other businesses like ours and work with us and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the greatest things we can do as just a community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes my day, to be honest with you. When new people come in and you can see the energy in their eyes and you feel it when they come in, when they get a great idea or they're really excited to get going on something. And that just makes my day here, you know, and it gets my juices flowing. You know, what can we do?
Yeah.
Help? Yeah.
What can we do to, you know, come up with something new for them or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It really, it's fun to be in this community. I think it's, the community is getting stronger and stronger. And
so
more things come. So it's really awesome.
Speaking of our community and the awesome people in it, I want to remind everybody that WAM Incorporated has a really cool thing that they do where we're looking all for hometown heroes. If you know of one, somebody that maybe deserves to be put in the spotlight that hasn't been put in it before, please let us know. You can message Phil through their, I would say through Facebook is a great way to do it. Message them through there. You can message us and we'll make sure Phil gets it. Just write up a couple of words or a couple sentences about this person and maybe we can get them nominated.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we got a few, and again, just getting it all organized. But please bring it on. Mm-hmm. I think it's anything to do to, you know, and a lot of people don't want a pat on the back, but I think they definitely deserve one. And get them out there.
Yep.
Yeah, there's something to that about Midwesterners. So let's do a forum. Nominate somebody, everybody. And Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Okay, so Mellifluous.
Mellifluous. Oh, that's good.
I love the coaching there. Mellifluous Melissa.
What are nicknames?
I don't know. Mellifluous. Mellifluous.
Mm-hmm.
Good one, Phil.
Sweet or smooth flowing, sweet sounding.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
So, but when I saw ran into this word, when you hear sweet sounding, first thing I thought was Karen Carpenter. I don't know why, but I love.
Yeah,
that's a good example. Yeah,
yeah. Actually,
her singing voice was very mellifluous. Oh, yeah,
yes, very. Wow.
She's on another level, right? But yeah, sweet or smooth flowing. So that's what we're gonna have, a mellifluous day. You know.
There you go.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of using it. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well used. Great choice, as always, Phil. That's a good one. And we want to remind everybody, not only every Wednesday in this time slot, you can hear the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, and that our friends at Quality Post Printing are one of our sponsors for our great show, Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. Not this Wednesday, though.
Yep, that's right. not today.
But we appreciate all that. But also, always looking for challenges, always looking for fun things to work with. If you think they can do it, or you think of something, they'll try to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Head on over to A Street South today, 3515 A Street South, right in Wisconsin Rapids, and visit Phil and the gang. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. You guys all have a great day. Thanks so much.
You too.
Thanks, Phil.
You too. We'll talk soon. We'll see you in studio soon, too.
Yeah.
Again, join our friends at Quality Post Printing. You can reach out to them through Facebook, like their page. Just type in your search bar, Quality Post Printing. Mm-hmm. And while you're at it, type in Wham Incorporated as well, like both of those. And you can direct message them that way, maybe your hometown heroes or any of that. And if you have questions, reach out to them. You can also give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our good friends over at Quality Post Printing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about these things you shouldn't leave in your car, James.
Shouldn't
leave in your car. Yeah, I made the mistake. I put all of these in my car. I got to go. You know, I'm going to take the commercial break to go take these out.
Clean that out. Yeah,
yeah,
good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll be right back with more show, everybody.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s, still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Got an interesting one here. 6 things you shouldn't leave in your car when it's below freezing.
All right.
Most of the U.S. is dealing with serious cold weather throughout the last couple of weeks and everything. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we have broke the cold snap and things are going to get better. But we also
don't hold your breath.
Yeah.
Here in the Midwest, we all know what happens. We let our guard down, and then like late April, there's like 2 inches that comes down,
ice storm or something.
And this is stuff that is not time sensitive. This is stuff that you can use next winter if we are fortunate enough to have been through some of the hardest parts of winter.
Salt keeps.
Nice. USA Today put this list together, not in any particular order. So just looking at some of these things, aerosol cans.
You mean I shouldn't be keeping my aerosol can collection in my car? Oh, no. Man.
I thought that's where you put them.
I know. I'm telling you.
My whole trunk is full of nothing but aerosol cans. It's a bunch of old...
There's just a little bit left in them, too. They're not full. They're just a little tiny bit.
It's a bunch of aerosol cans and a bunch of Aquanet from 1988 just sitting in my truck.
You just never know when you need a can of Aquanet.
I'm telling you. I genuinely think that doing construction, like if you run out of stuff to build with, just grab some Aquanet. It should work just fine. Canned food. It can make the food inside expand and cause tiny cracks where the bacteria gets in. The USDA says to toss any canned food that swells from freezing. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't, they suggest tossing it just to be safe.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Makes sense.
That's not one I would have thought of, though.
Yeah.
Eggs. Now, I don't know why, but this makes sense to me even before I read it. Okay. Like, I don't know why, though. Eggs, don't leave them in the car after you get groceries. If they freeze and the shells crack, they are not safe to eat.
Right.
Nope.
Nope, don't.
Cracks.
Cracks bacteria. Are bad.
Yeah.
Eggs are so touchy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, so sensitive, those eggs, I'm telling you.
Come on. Toughen up a little bit, eggs. Come on.
I think that shell would protect them a little more.
Yeah. Electronics. Things like phones, computers, tablets don't work well if they get too cold. It can also damage the screen, and condensation can form inside the device when it warms back up, which could cause a short.
I have occasionally forgotten to my computer in my car, and computers do not like cold. They get very ornery when they get left in the car. So,
yep.
Yeah. They cranky, slow, you know. Glitchy? Well, I don't know about glitchy.
I understand that technology can only do so much, but as big as technology has gotten, it's almost surprising that we haven't countered this yet, that we haven't found
more
a way
insulation,
to,
right? You know, yeah. Come on, man.
But they want devices to be smaller and smaller.
That's
and smaller.
True.
Like, how are you going to fit that insulation in there?
Well, and I was just going to say,
we're just asking questions, Melissa.
Is how much
solve it?
How much it costs to like any of these things? You would think, but at the same time, that's how they make a profit. They want you to buy more new ones and everything. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Medication. Some meds like insulin become unstable if they get too cold. Mm-hmm. When in doubt, toss frozen meds or ask a pharmacist.
Yes, indeed.
And loved ones. Kids, pets, seniors are more vulnerable in the cold, so even short amounts of time in a freezing car can be dangerous.
Yes.
Yes. Same as extreme heat. Extreme cold is not good for
humans. I'm glad they mentioned that because, you know, we hear a lot about the extreme heat, you know, of being careful, don't leave kids in there. But they're right. It's just as bad if it's really cold outside, so... Mm-hmm. Be aware.
Yeah. Unless you really have to, and I mean really have to, none of these things should be being brought out unless they have to.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Just remember to empty your car when you get home.
And I think that while the list may seem like, I knew all that or whatever or anything, it's not a bad idea
it's
to
never
go.
Good. Yeah, it's never bad to have a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, we work in radio, and as
we do?
Anybody... anybody will tell you that works in, like, so I got hired, and the very first thing Panama said to me was, nobody gets in the radio for money. And then, you know, went on a tangent about that.
Right, I'm sure.
And this is the case with a lot of industries. I tease about radio because we're in it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of businesses like that, especially with minimum wage being what it is.
Right.
But with that being said, a lot of people in radio have side hustles and mm-hmm. other things that they do, which are a skill set. And again, a relatable thing for most of the audience out there, no matter what your industry is, a lot of people nowadays have to have a side hustle, have to have a side job or something, mm-hmm. Which
the money coming in,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, as we talk more and more about people needing or should be taking breaks or living life more, and you can't take it with you, all this stuff. We talk a good game, and then what do? We work.
Yep.
And nothing's really changing with that either. I will
doesn't
say,
seem to be, yeah.
I will say that there was some, I think, some hope there during and after the pandemic when you saw the great migration of a lot of people going from jobs to careers or from careers to a passion they can make a living at, mm-hmm. your Etsy shops and a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
But those people, especially the ones that I've talked to, all have side hustles to their side hustle.
Right.
So it's this kind of nicks we're in. As long as that top 1% mm-hmm. keep having their way, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, and I don't see it changing anytime soon either.
Yeah. So we're going to talk side hustles a little bit, and maybe we can help you out with that. A guy in Ohio may actually be able to help you. He bought two vending machines a few years ago and just pays a company to restock them. All he does is go collect the money each week.
All right.
He paid $600 for a Coke machine and $800 for one that sells snacks. He posted videos showing how much he made in 1 week, just under $250.
Yeah.
It's more like half that with the expenses, but still easy money for him.
Right. Hmm. Doesn't have to do much, right? Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting there, yeah.
I feel like I don't think this is a bad idea at all. In fact, I think that something that I'm a little surprised hasn't happened here yet. Has anybody ever seen how in Japan they have vending machines for everything?
Like literally everything. Everything.
You can get
clothes.
Underwear. You can get underwear from a vending machine. Yes.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I saw that when I was a kid, and I thought, well, any day now. You know, I really, like, the list of things that I was wrong mm-hmm. about, this is one of them, because I really felt like that was something we were going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how many times is somebody going to do something, and they spill something on their shirt?
Mm-hmm.
These kind of, I really thought that would be a thing. It isn't. Hasn't turned into one, of course.
Right.
But maybe it could. Maybe that's your avenue. Hey, maybe
you know,
that's
the biggest thing is having the land or, you know, the spot to put it. That
exactly.
Yeah, you need trafficked.
Exactly. You need a good spot for it.
Yeah.
I think there would be something really satisfying about going and emptying a, you know, I know a lot of them, you know, you can get cards now, you know, you can pay with cards at vending machines and all that kind of stuff. But going to and pulling out, you know, letting a whole bunch of quarters come out, you know, and you got your cup there and you let them fall in there. That'd be like, oh, look at that sound. Yeah, that'd be great.
That's why people go to casinos.
I'm telling you, it's a very satisfying sound.
Except
at least that one you win.
Most of them don't give out coins anymore. They just give out a ticket.
Right, exactly.
So you
are you kidding me?
We just got to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, you just made James was like, what?
So I couldn't tell you the last time I was in a casino. That's just not my thing, and I don't do it very often. But I'm really shocked right now. Are you saying that when you win at a casino now that they don't have the big coin thing? Like they just give you a ticket?
I think it depends. I really don't know
man.
For sure. But I think some of like the smaller machines, you know, like the like lower money machines will still give out coins, but
that ain't right.
Oh,
that
the
ain't
older
right.
ones. You got to go down to Fremont Street.
Yeah,
in Vegas, if you want to get coins.
I want to be bombarded by coins, like I've seen in every TV and movie and everything that I've ever seen.
But then you got to pick them up off the carpet.
But still,
But
you have that moment. You have that moment that you may never have anything like that.
And then you have to have a bleach bath.
I agree with James on this one. There's something about that. I would be very unhappy if that didn't happen.
Oh,
I don't gamble either. But yeah,
honestly, I win big, and I'm seeing that. I'm like, oh my god, I'm freaking out and everything, and then a little ticket pops out. That's going to take a little bit from it. It's going to take a little, not about a lot, but a little
tarnish
from it.
Your victory.
Yes.
Ugh. If you could have a vending machine of something, what would you have? 424-2600. Ooh. Call up and join the conversation.
Oh, that's a good question.
Keep in mind, PG show.
I like the underwear.
I was going to say, I think that's not a bad
idea. You never know. Emergency like underwear. You never know, man.
But there's so many sizes and options.
That's where you get one size fits all. You know?
There is no such thing, Seth.
Why not? I think we could. It's an emergency, okay? So, you know, you got to any
wrong.
Port in
You're
the
wrong.
Storm.
I feel like I walk up to that vending machine and I'm like, I'm going commando. I don't know about that.
Darn.
I do like the idea, though. Let's push the envelope here a little bit. Let's go ahead and see. What can we make of it? Because this is an untapped market in some ways.
I'm telling you, you know, we can't do with DVDs anymore. Redbox went out of business. Yeah. So that part is
music of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, how could you?
What, a jukebox?
like an emergency USB drive of music you need.
An emergency.
Right now.
I love that idea. Yeah. I need this music. I need it.
That's pretty good.
And what? The genres are by mood.
Oh, what about a vending?
Maybe.
How about it list out any of the artists that are playing?
Just
on
mood.
Just the mood.
Just the mood.
Oh, that's the angry. Way to do it. Happy, sad.
There you go.
I like that.
We got an idea there.
How about a vending machine with excuses? Like you can't think of something and it just pops one out for you.
Perfect. Just, you're like on texting. What do I say? Oh, let me go to the vending machine. Yeah.
Yes. It's the market. We'll come back and have some more fun here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the
CBS News Brief. Senate confirmation hearings begin in half an hour for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Trump's nominee for health secretary. RFK Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, has already weighed in a letter to lawmakers.
Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
The president's offering buyouts to federal employees who resign by next Thursday. Trump aide Stephen Miller explains to CNN.
American people voted for dramatic change implemented by Donald Trump. So it is essential for him to get control of government.
Space has been set aside in the West for undocumented immigrants who may be rounded up in new ICE raids. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The U.S. military, the Pentagon, has allowed ICE to use a base in Aurora, Colorado to hold migrants with criminal records.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.